Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Thank you for joining us for a how to customize the Visual Studio 2010 Architecture Tooling Guidance Extension, developed by the Visual Studio ALM Rangers. My name is Francisco Fagas, and I am Visual Studio ALM External Ranger and Microsoft MVP. In terms of this session objectives, we would like to show you how to extend the Visual Studio 2010 Architecture Tooling Guidance Extension. We recommend understand the Feature Builder Power Tool for Visual Studio 2010. In this demo, you will learn how to edit the navigation feature of Visual Studio 2010 Architecture Tooling Guidance Extension. First, you have to create the MHT file. You can use Word for that action. In this document, you can include all kinds of links. For example, in guidance site, I have a link to the complex site of the Visual Studio Architecture Guidance. If you have to include a link to another content into the guidance, you can use the same way, adding a link and include content and the path to the MHT file. Then save the file into the folder dev rangers architecture guidance content. You can create another folder or use the existing folders. For in this example, I will create the MHT file into the process guidance, call it demo. Make sure that you select the save as type as a single file web page. Click on save and then open the solution Rangers Architecture Guidance in Visual Studio. Then into the Rangers Architecture Guidance project, locate your folder, in this case process guidance, and right click on demo MHT file and click Include in Project. Then open the Guidance Workflow Activity Diagram located into the Rangers Architecture Guidance model. You can edit the guidance structure. In this case, I will add a new action before the end. I will add another action. I move the end. I will use the connector. Make sure that all actions are connected. In this action, you can add a name, for example, new action. And the link you use content and the path to the MHT file. In this case, it's content, process guidance, demo.mht. Enter. Run your project. Wait till the Visual Studio compile all the solution and start a Visual Studio experimental instance for test your new action. Finally, in Visual Studio Experimental Instance, select Architecture, Visual Studio ALM Rangers. Into the Guidance Workflow Explorer, you can select your new action. When you click New Action, the content that you create will open into the Guidance Browser. Then you can select Rangers Architecture Guidance Hands-on Lab to redirect to the respective content. In this demo, you will learn how to we add Visual Studio execution command into the content extension. We are included into the Rangers Architecture Guidance Lib project into the command folder the file execute command that contained command binding properties, command name, and command args, and the code for execute that command, and show in a status bar what command is executing Visual Studio. For example, if you want to create a new project, you can execute the command file dot new project, and the new project window will open. Now, once that you create the command, you have to compile the Rangers architecture guidance leaf, and then locate the file feature.command into the Rangers architecture guidance project. Into the feature command designer, you can use the toolbox to add a new link launch button, link launch point. In this case, you can change the name to new project and add a command binding, and then add a connector between the link launch point with the command binding. In the command binding properties, you can select in command type, and you can see all your custom actions created in the guidance library. Then you can paste in value your command. Finally, into the one content document, you can add a new link and using the launch point, you can select Rangers architecture guidance and the name of the new action. In this demo, you will learn how do we add the copy code to clipboard feature. For copy code to the clipboard in the Rangers architecture guidance leaf into the command, we are include the code to copy to clipboard command that contained one command binding property that you can add the path to the code file, and in the execute method we are copy into the content folder, into the code folder, the file that you select. Then into the content folder, locate the code folder and add your class or your code that you want to copy to the clipboard. Make sure that in the properties window, build action, make select to content, copy always, and include in VXX file true. Then into the command feature command, locate or add a link launch point with command binding, join using the connector, and into the command binding in properties, select command type as copy to clipboard and enter the name of your file. In this case, save to image. Include into the code folder in the content. Then into the content file, you can add a new link, in this case copy code, that contains the launch point to your action. In this demo, you will learn how to include a project template into the guidance. In this extension, you can add items or project templates. For create a project template, you can use the export template a VX file or export template, and then you can select the project that you want to export, include into the projects folder. In this case, the Visual Studio ADM Rangers template into the content. Make sure that the properties for the Visual Studio VS template extension, the build action is set to zip template. Then into the feature comments, you can add a Visual Studio template launch point, and in the properties, locate your template into the Project Rangers project guidance, template, project, and select the file with extension VS template. Make sure that you watch the other videos, which are focused on demonstrating key features of the guidance. To conclude, here are some references. If you are interested in the Visual Studio ALM Rangers and or solutions, visit us on MSDN on Rangers landing page. If you have questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us. Thank you for your attention.